Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 26.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir heute, Andrea?
Mir geht's wunderbar, danke. Und dir?
Heute bin ich ein bisschen müde, glaube ich.
Müde?
Müde, ja.
Arbeitest du wieder zu viel?
Nein, ich schlafe nicht genug.
Ach so, du musst früher ins Bett.
Ja, das weiß ich.
Oder du musst entweder früher ins Bett oder später aufstehen.
Oh, I like it. So I need to either go to bed earlier or get up later.
Genau, richtig.
And that's an excellent link to what we're going to be looking at today, isn't it?
Genau, richtig, ja. So we're going to look at these conjunctions,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And either or is just one of them, but there are many more.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. Los geht's.
So as I said, today we're going to look at a group of conjunctions. And we already know many conjunctions in German, like aber, obwohl, wenn, etc. So they are words that connect sentences.
Yeah, okay.
And some conjunctions start subordinate clauses like als oder obwohl, and others can be in between two main clauses like aber und und. So we would then say they are in the zero position.
Zero position, okay, right. I'm guessing we'll see more examples of all of this. Mm-hmm.
But today we're looking at a very particular group of conjunctions, and they deal with more than one option.
Right, so where there's a choice involved, basically.
Yes.
So what's the first of this group of conjunctions?
So the first one I elegantly put into the opening section of this episode, and it's entweder oder.
Entweder oder, ultimately meaning either or.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja. And I have an example for you. Karin will entweder in Spanien einen Sprachkurs machen oder in Köln in einem Sommerjob arbeiten.
So, Karin will entweder in Spanien einen Sprachkurs machen. So, Karin either wants to do a language course in Spain oder in Köln in einem Sommerjob arbeiten or to work in a summer job in Cologne.
Genau. Okay, so she can't do both. Okay, probably time-wise, that's not possible. So it's either or. Another example I have is, du kannst nicht beides haben, entweder Vanille oder Erdbeer.
So, du kannst nicht beides haben, you can't have both, entweder Vanille oder Erdbeer, either vanilla or strawberry, one or the other.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Are there any complications with entweder and oder? It seems to work quite similarly as it does in English.
Yes, it does work similarly. So we can use it, if we look at the strawberry and vanilla, then we can use it with nouns,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? But we can also use it as in the Karin example. So Karin will entweder, so we can use it within a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, Karin will entweder in Spanien einen Sprachkurs machen oder in Köln einen in einem Sommerjob arbeiten.
Okay, that makes sense.
Gut, bist du bereit für die nächste Konjunktion?
Ja.
Ja, also dort haben wir sowohl als auch. So it's if you cannot decide, ja, then you want sowohl als auch. So Franziska, for example, nimmt sowohl den Apfelkuchen als auch das Schokoladentörtchen. So she didn't want to choose between the two.
So, basically, is this saying that she takes it as well as the other one?
Genau, richtig.
Right, so sowohl als auch. So give us a sentence again, please.
Franziska nimmt sowohl den Apfelkuchen als auch das Schokoladentörtchen.
So maybe in English we could say Franziska takes both the apple cake and the chocolate tart.
Genau, das ist richtig. Ja, and then I have another, so this is with a noun, and then I have another example. Markus kann sowohl gut schwimmen als auch schnell rennen.
Right, so not only can he swim well, gut schwimmen, he can also run fast, schnell rennen.
Genau, das ist richtig. What is nice about this, so if we say, if we go back to entweder Vanille oder Erdbeer, so du kannst nicht beides haben, entweder Vanille oder Erdbeer, the answer could be, aber ich will sowohl als auch. So we don't even need to fill in these nouns, because we've already said them,
yep.
And then I just say, sowohl als auch.
Right, so both the one and the other, in a sense.
Genau.
Okay, going the other way, can we sort of substitute Vanille and Erdbeer just by saying like entweder oder?
Ja, also zum Beispiel, ich gehe mit meinem Kind zur Eisdiele und ich sage, was möchtest du? Und er sagt, Mint, Choc und weiß ich, Erdbeer.
Erdbeer,
ja,
okay.
Aber ich finde, er sollte nicht zwei Kugeln haben. Und dann sage ich, nein, nein, entweder oder.
Yeah, either one or the other.
Yeah.
So we can say both one and the other or either one or the other.
Genau.
Entweder oder. Okay, good.
So, und dann haben wir die nächste Konjunktion. Und das ist so wie. Ja, and I'll give you an example and then you can maybe work out what this is. Philipp spricht gut Französisch sowie Spanisch.
Right, so does Philip speak as good French as he does Spanish?
Ah, nein, nein, nein. Ich habe das nicht gesagt. Ja, so, Philipp spricht gut Französisch sowie Spanisch.
So, what
is that? He speaks French well and also Spanish.
Right, I'm seeing the difference.
But we're not saying that his French and his Spanish are
as good as each other. Right, so he speaks good French as well as Spanish.
Yeah, genau. Okay, but you can, there are obviously different levels of good.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next sentence is, Barbara lädt ihre Mutter sowie ihre Schwester ein.
So that's einladen, to invite. So Barbara invites both her mother and her sister?
Ja, genau.
So
das
her
ist
mother
richtig.
As well as her sister.
Genau, richtig. So wie, we can encounter so wie also with a completely different meaning. Okay? So I'll give you an example. So wie er da ist, essen wir.
Right, so what's happening there?
So here, so wie is as soon as. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we don't really have two things that we put next to each other. Okay? This is a completely different meaning. I wanted to bring it up. It actually doesn't belong into this episode at all. But I wanted to bring it up because listeners might encounter it and then think, what's happening here? So this is, I'll say the sentence again. So wie er da ist, so as soon as he is here, essen wir, we'll eat.
So could I say something like, so wie ich fertig bin,
gehe ich nach Hause.
Yeah, okay. So as soon as I'm done, I'm going home.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Right. Is there another word for that?
Ja, wir können sagen sobald.
Sobald. Mm-hmm. Right, I guess the bald there kind of conjures up the soon idea. So
sobald
and so wie both mean the same thing in that particular situation. Obviously, we can't use sobald with the other
no,
sentences.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Okay, and then our next one is sondern. Yeah, and I'm sure you've come across sondern.
Yeah, it's like rather is not that but or something like
genau,
that.
Genau, yeah. Also, I have an example. Tina fährt heute nicht wie immer mit dem Zug, sondern sie nimmt den Bus.
So, Tina is not traveling by train today, sondern sie nimmt den Bus. But instead, she's taking the bus.
Genau.
So, you mentioned earlier something about zero position.
Yeah. This is very much in the zero position.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, because when you say sondern, I'm thinking, oh, that should be nimmt sie. But
nein, das ist in der Nullposition, mm-hmm. which means then after that there is a whole main clause starting with the noun.
Could we also have said here, Tina fährt heute nicht wie immer mit dem Zug, sondern mit dem Bus?
Yes, because we share, we can use the verb fahren also with the bus, mm-hmm. and then this is possible.
That's possible. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and another example with sondern ist, heute benutzt man keine Telefonzellen mehr, sondern nur noch Handys.
Telefonzellen?
Dies Phone Booth.
Oh, right, like yeah? A phone box. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah?
So heute benutzt man keine Telefonzellen mehr. So these days people no longer use phone boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Sondern nur noch Handys, but only mobile phones, only cell phones.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Okay, so far we've looked at entweder oder, either or, sowohl als auch, as well as, so wie, which is another way of saying as well as,
mm-hmm.
or as soon as, in a certain situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've done sondern, which is but or rather.
Uh-huh.
Or instead, perhaps, in some cases.
But we have one last one. Okay, which is weder noch.
Okay.
So if we look at entweder oder und weder noch, they share things.
So entweder oder, either or. So I'm guessing weder noch is neither nor.
Genau, richtig. Right. Sehr gut, ja. Also Katrin spielt weder Gitarre noch Klavier.
So, Katrin neither plays the guitar nor the piano.
Genau, so das ist mit einem Nomen. Oder Stefan will weder etwas trinken noch etwas essen.
So, Stefan wants to, well, wants neither to eat nor to drink something.
Genau, das ist richtig.
I suppose we could turn that around in English and say, Stefan doesn't want to eat or to drink something.
Yeah, but auf Deutsch nicht.
You can't do that. No. Okay.
So we have weder noch. And Mark, nimmst du Zucker oder Milch in deinen Tee?
Ich nehme weder Milch noch Zucker in meinem Tee.
Und sehr kurz, weder noch.
Ah, neither nor, right. Okay,
yeah,
so we can use it
weder
like
noch.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we've gone through all of these conjunctions. I think what would be really helpful is if we can actually hear some of these in the context of a conversation, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so we're looking at conjunctions, things like either or, neither nor, and so on. And we're going to listen to a conversation now. Andrea, tell us a little about this conversation.
This is a conversation between Thomas and Sabine, and we can assume that they are a couple and they're looking for a new flat or house, but they have different priorities. Yeah, and that's where these conjunctions come in very handy.
Let's then have a listen to our conversation.
Schau mal, Thomas, diese Wohnung hier wäre vielleicht was. Am Stadtrand, 3,5 Zimmer, eigener Keller sowie Bastelraum.
Na, aber 3. Stock und weder mit Terrasse noch Balkon?
Ja, das stimmt. Ich möchte auch entweder das eine oder das andere.
Aber schau, diese hier könnte was sein. 3 Zimmer im Erdgeschoss mit Keller oder Bastelraum sowie Terrasse.
Das sieht gut aus. Aber die Wohnung ist in einem Dorf, 10 Kilometer weg von der Stadt. Also ich möchte nicht auf dem Land wohnen, sondern lieber in der Stadt.
Okay, ja, verstehe. Ich eigentlich auch nicht, aber in einem Vorort würde mir schon gefallen.
Weißt du, die Wohnung, die wir letzte Woche angeschaut haben, hat mir eigentlich gut gefallen. Da hätten wir sowohl genug Platz als auch ideale Verkehrsverbindungen zur Arbeit.
Ja, aber wir sind weder reich genug für die Wohnung, noch wären die bereit gewesen, die Miete zu reduzieren. Außerdem ist es zu weit weg von unseren Familien. Ich möchte sowohl einen guten Arbeitsweg als auch nur maximal 20 Minuten von meinen Eltern wegwohnen.
Aber wir können nur entweder in der Nähe meiner Eltern oder in der Nähe deiner Eltern wohnen. Das finde ich jetzt nicht ganz fair.
Also, ich denke, so kommen wir nicht mehr weiter. Vielleicht sollten wir heute keine Wohnungen mehr anschauen, sondern lieber einen Spaziergang machen und das schöne Wetter genießen.
Das ist eine gute Idee. Ich möchte noch kurz in die Stadt, meine Jacke in die Reinigung bringen, sowie die Kinokarten für morgen abholen.
Wir könnten auch beim Café Rathaus einen Kaffee trinken gehen. Oder möchtest du lieber ein Glas Prosecco?
Sowohl als auch, ehrlich gesagt.
Gute Idee. Komm, wir machen uns einen schönen Nachmittag.
Interesting. Lots of examples of these conjunctions. Andrea, can you give us a little synopsis of what went on in this conversation?
Ja, genau. Also Sabine und Thomas are looking for a flat. And Sabine has found one in a newspaper and shows it to Thomas. It has both a cellar as well as an arts and craft room. This is very important, okay? A Bastelraum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thomas points out that it's on the 3rd floor and has neither a balcony nor a veranda.
Okay, yeah.
And they agree that they want either or the other.
Yeah, so one or the other, either a balcony or a veranda. He then shows her another flat.
Yes, but she objects to it because it is 10 kilometers outside the city and she doesn't want to live in the countryside.
Yeah, I think Thomas agrees, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. But he says that the suburbs would be interesting for him. And Sabine points to a flat that they saw last week. But Thomas has issues with that.
I think he feels that they can't afford the flat.
Mm-hmm. And he also wants to have an easy commute and not live too far away from his parents.
Yeah. And this is where they're trying to come up with a bit of a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Sabine points out that they can either live close to his parents or hers, and I think she's finding his demands unfair.
Yes. And then Thomas is a bit of a smooth operator here because instead of engaging in this conversation, he suggests that they stop house hunting for today and instead go out for a walk and enjoy the good weather.
And Sabine also wants to go to the city and drop off her jacket at the dry cleaners, I think.
Uh-huh, and also pick up some cinema tickets. And Thomas then says they could go and have a coffee or maybe a glass of Prosecco.
Yeah, because Sabine's answer is sowohl als auch.
Genau, she wants both.
Okay. Right, well, that is almost where we're going to leave this episode. But before we do, we have just time for noch eine Kleinigkeit.
So today we're looking at another proverb, and it is, wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual.
Right, so Wahl is choice.
Yeah.
So whoever has the choice hat die Qual?
Yeah, die Qual is a torture or a painful experience. Yeah. So meaning that making a choice is very difficult.
Right. Wer die Wahl hat, hat die Qual.
Yeah. Genau.
Well, we have to make a choice now as to whether to finish this episode or keep talking. And I think we need to finish it because we've got our bonus episode to record now. And if you'd like to get access to that bonus episode, then you can go to coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll find the course for Coffee Break German Season 3. You'll be able to access our lesson notes, our bonus audio materials, our translation challenge, and of course the video version of this lesson. All of that at coffeebreakacademy.com. Also, Andrea, vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank, Marc.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.